It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, WLPR. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio. You're listening to Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick, and Jose Rodriguez is over here on the boards running all the soundboard and making sure everything sounds right, and I sound like a superstar.
You are a superstar, Nick.
So how you doing, Jose?
I'm doing pretty well, pretty well. How are you?
Good. You know, it's, October 1st, and it actually feels like the middle of August.
All right. I like to call it Halloween first, because this whole month is just the month of Spooktober. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Oh, I love this. I love this time of the year.
That's when the pumpkins and the bats and everything start coming up.
And all the witches. Yeah. I hate those witches.
I don't clean my cobwebs for a month. And Nice.
So you leave the cobwebs all year in your house hanging there, and you say it's for Halloween.
Exactly. Yep.
It's a very good
tactical
idea.
Tactical.
Folks, you're listening to Let's Eat on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, Merrillville. And this is a show where we have food, beer, wine, coffee. We do all kinds of stuff that deals with food, but today we're doing something healthy. And we're trying to introduce people to some healthy alternative. That's my Greek there accent. It gets in the way. And we have the ladies from Balm's Natural Foods on. We got Leslie and we got Lauren. They're from the Merrillville and the Highland locations, and we'll have them on in a little bit here. You live by the one in Highland, don't you?
Literally right across the street. So,
and you go there for any nutritional things? And like,
I'm definitely here to ask a lot of questions because, I didn't necessarily have a scare or anything, but I am starting to age a little bit, you know, mm-hmm. so I need to start taking care of my body more. Mm-hmm. So I'm definitely.
I think you're looking pretty good.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. You look very good, and especially in that new.
The chef coat?
Yeah, that's real nice.
Yeah, well, people will be able to see that online on our Facebook.
Exactly.
There's a picture of me and Leslie and Lauren standing here in the studio taking a picture before the show starts and taking a picture of all their drinks that they brought in and things like that.
Right, right.
So it's such a beautiful day out. And really, the Balm's Natural Foods, they have one over here in Merrillville, right down US 30, right by there's the Wendy's over there. It's right there in that little corner, like little strip mall right there.
That's not far at all.
And I thought it was such a great day that last week, our bicycle tires went flat.
Yeah.
We couldn't ride the bike.
A nail in there.
I know. And this week, I got my brother's bike for you.
Oh.
And I got mine. And, you know, what's cool is my bike's a retro bike. It's from the 60s. And when I was a kid, we used to have a banana seat. And we used to have a sissy bar. And we used to cut off forks from other bikes and put them and extend our bike. So I did that for you. And I got you a nice purple one with white dots.
That's my favorite color.
I knew it. And mine is blue. I like blue. With some yellow stripes on it.
All right.
So and when you were a kid, you wanted everyone to hear you while you were riding your bike. So what'd you do? You got some playing cards, stuck them on the side and stuck them in the spoke. So when you rode, you had some sound.
Mm.
And then I always had my little bell, you know. So we're going to be on 30 here. And you know what? I should do a disclaimer. I don't want people to go on 30 with their bicycles. Only me and Jose can go on US 30 with our bicycles. Professionals only with their sissy bars and their banana seats. And we're going to travel down Mississippi Street. We're going to take a left, which is west on US 30.
West,
And we're going to pass the I-65 Viaduct, and we're going to go to Balm's Natural Foods over in Merrillville, right by the Wendy's and We'll find out the street address once we talk to the ladies.
All
so
right.
You got your bike?
Yeah.
Got my brother's bike, Chuck's bike, and I got my bike. Yeah, let's go.
All right, let's go.
There you go. That's to tell everyone to get out of our way.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day.
Oh, it's beautiful. And I got these things that are hanging from the handlebars that float around like little streamers.
Mm.
You know, I didn't get you that. I got you just that little pinwheel that goes around and around.
Oh, yeah. Like,
you think these cars can hear that bell?
I don't think so.
No, they're getting kind of close to us, aren't they?
Yeah, they're looking very angry.
Why is that guy getting mad at me over there?
They're looking real angry.
Well, you know what? Hey, we had to get here. We had to get here the natural way.
Exactly.
Know? Right. No fuel at all.
Work out our hamstrings and the deltoids and
right.
stuff.
Right. Get heart healthy, too. So we got the ladies from Balm's Natural Foods here, and we got Leslie and Lauren. And Leslie, you're from the Maryville unit.
I am.
And Lauren, you're from the
Highland.
So Leslie, real quick, you've been on the show a few times. You're my natural nutritional people that I always call on to get on the show. And I thought this time we'd do it before the winter season, before it gets cold, if it's ever going to get cold. I don't know if it's ever going to get cold again.
Last year was pretty mild.
Yeah. And we want people to call in 769-9577, 769-9577. And what we have, gift cards from Balm's Natural Foods. So you can go there and check out the operation and pick up something you like. So remember, 769-9577, give us a call, and we'll give you a gift card out to Balm's Natural Foods. Leslie, just give us a brief summary about yourself.
Here on the radio, I guess now I'm like an old pro at this.
You are an all pro, and you're such a pro. I can drink and talk now at the same time. So
there you go.
A little bit of background. Where'd you go to school?
I went to school in Munster, and then got married, moved to Hammond, raised a couple kids. Now mm-hmm. I have a couple grandkids.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and I've been at Balm's for 22 years.
22 years. And how long has Balm's been around?
We just had our 40th anniversary this year.
Wow, they opened up when I was 20. Wow. Lauren, how about you? Give us a little background.
I went to Purdue Cal, and then I got married and had two kids, and I've been working at Balm's for 14 years.
Wow. So you've been working there since you've been about, 12 years old?
I was 19. It was when I was in college.
So what made you ladies want to get into the nutritional things, or was it just because, hey, I needed a job and I went there? I mean, give us a little bit of feedback on that.
Well, actually, my kids and the owner, Robbie and Boric's kids, grew up together. Mm-hmm. We met when they were in elementary school, and she said, hey, why don't you come work for me? And I was okay. And I'm still there 22 years later.
How about you, Lauren?
Yeah, Robbie's actually my cousin. And
I didn't know that.
I was looking for a new job, and I got a job at Balm's, and I just never left.
Well, you know what? Robbie's got to be a great boss to work for then.
Yeah,
she is. And, she's really big into education. So even if you come in and you're at least interested in nutrition, you're going to learn a lot when you work at a Balm's store.
Folks, 769-9577, 769-9577. These drinks are just making my mouth water. Give us a call here at the studio, and the ladies from Balm's Natural Foods will hand out a gift card. Jose, we got somebody on the line?
Yeah, we have Steven from Lafayette on the phone.
Steven, how are you?
I'm well. How are you, Chef Nick?
Oh, real good. Nice to hear from you. Hey, how are those boilers doing?
You know, we have homecoming this weekend. I'm excited. I'm going to the game, so I'm very excited. Hopefully we'll win tomorrow. Boiler up.
You talking about going to game, because I'm a Purdue. I went to Purdue, and I used to go to all the games, and just sent chills in my spine. It made me feel about 40 years younger.
You know, one of my former teachers is probably listening, Gary Graben, and he's an IU alum, as I am an IU alum. So, you know, it does hurt me a little bit saying boiler up, but, you know, we're here for it.
Well, you know what? My kids go to Ball State. I'd rather say boiler up than chirp, chirp. I'm just kidding. I do say chirp, chirp a lot now. You got a question for the ladies here from Balm's Natural Foods?
More so comments. I'm glad that you are featuring both of them. So I love Balm's. For those of you listening, if you need great chapsticks, one of my best chapsticks are from Balm's, as well as the steaks that I think you all are talking about. So yeah, more comment than a question, but I'm glad you're featuring them.
Hey, thanks.
So when you go to Balm's, what do you you go and talk to the ladies, or you just
go
in there and get some pills?
Yes. I usually go to one in Highland when I'm home. So when I come home in a few weeks, I plan to go visit again.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to send you out a gift card to Balm's Natural Foods. You can go either, am I right, Leslie? You can go either to the Maryville.
Either store.
Uh-huh. Either store, the Maryville store or the Highland store, okay?
And you'll be able to stock up on your lip balm.
You very much.
Absolutely.
Sounds great. Thanks for calling in.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye. Thanks, Steven.
Folks, 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call. Give us a comment. Tell us what you like about Balm's. And Leslie and Lauren from Balm's Natural Foods gave me a gift card, and I will mail it out to you. So when you got into working at Balm's, it wasn't all about nutrition. Were you interested in nutrition? Were you?
I was, definitely. I mean, when you have young children, you have to be nutrition-minded. So it just was a win-win when I met Robbie and found out she had a health food store.
Lauren, how were you? Were you the same way about that?
Yeah, I've been interested in nutrition for a long time. I took all the foods nutrition classes in school, and so I was definitely interested in it.
So has the nutritional world changed, ladies? I mean, from 24 years ago, 14 years ago to now, has it changed, and how has it changed? And has the customers become smarter?
Oh, way smarter. They're way smarter. It's changed a lot, actually. Back, you know, in the day, hippies shopped at health food stores.
Oh.
And now everybody shops at health food stores.
Mm. How about you, Lauren? Did you notice a difference in your customer base and what they're asking and things like that?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think people are doing a lot of their own research, and and then they come in and they have their questions, and they kind of know what they want. They just need help finding it.
Do they try to be smarter than you on it?
Oh, we definitely have some of those.
I always had the guy that wanted to beat the chef. You know what I mean? Like, they call me and I want to be smarter than the chef. Do you get that?
We do. And you know what? We welcome it because our customers teach us a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You get a lot of good feedback from that.
We do.
Yes.
So what's one of the largest categories that you offer there at Bohm's?
Maybe
right
our
now,
multivitamins.
Multivitamins are great, big, but immune right now is huge.
Yes.
Well, we're getting into that season. So what do you recommend to people right now to prepare? And it's hard to think about we're going to prepare for the cold and flu season when it's 82 degrees out right now. Mm-hmm. And next week's going to be 70. But what do you recommend for people?
Well, we really love Elder Power. That's one of our local brands that we carry. That's an elderberry syrup, and people love that one for the whole family. Kids and adults can take it, and that's a really great immune-supporting supplement.
You know, how about you always see on TV this, like, these things that are supposed to keep the from you getting the cold, and it's like high in vitamin C, and I mean, do those really work?
It depends on who's making them and what's in them. You know, you can get vitamins that are made in who knows where. You don't know if they're any good. You don't know if they're potent. You don't know how long they've been sitting around. Or you can get some that are really, really excellent sourced, well-made, well-manufactured vitamins, and that's what we carry.
You know, and you're right about that, and I think I brought it up in the past, is I seen a thing on, I think it was Frontline, where people were actually making the vitamins at their dinner table.
Yeah, absolutely.
And making the pills themselves, and they were selling them. Mm-hmm. And people were ended up having problems with their livers, their kidneys, and things like, and actually the hormones they were putting in it were changing people. Mm-hmm. And it's, and it was a whole thing on TV about it. And how do you know that your stuff is certified? Do you look for certifications?
We research every single product that we bring into the store. We want to know where it's grown, who's picking it, who's manufacturing it, who's processing it, who's extracting it, who's bottling it, where it's stored, and how long it's going to be until it gets to our shelves.
So Lauren, what would you say your number one name brand that you really trust for people to know out there? Like, if you went and say
that's
you weren't
hard because we have thousands of products.
We have a lot of good brands too. I really like the Gaia Herb brand. They have a lot of, you know, you can go visit their farms where we've had employees be able to go visit where they grow their stuff, and they're a really good company.
Does that help out when you go? Do you ever go visit on a little tour or anything like that?
Sure.
We visited their facility, you know, different companies' facilities, and that does help.
You know, and what helps about that, that makes you feel good about telling the customers what's going on, and it probably makes you promote their items better because you feel like you're vested in it a little bit
absolutely.
More.
Absolutely.
Jose, you got a question for me?
Yeah. You were talking about the Elder Power a little bit ago.
And we're not talking about old men that can lift a lot of weight.
I've seen you lift some pretty heavy stuff, Nick.
Yeah, I got it right in my hand right here.
But I guess what exactly goes into that, and also what are the benefits for the Elder Power? It's an
elderberry syrup, and then it's also got honey in it. That's the sweetener. And elderberries are a good source of vitamin C. and they help. They have like antiviral properties.
Oh.
So they, you know, can help naturally boost your immune system and protect it too.
Hmm. Well, that's perfect for the flu season too.
It is. Yes. It is. And you know, we've been dealing with the COVID right now, and when we spoke back in February, you guys were probably dealing with it with a lot of masks. How's the atmosphere in your store now? Are you still under those protocols like you were in February, or have you relaxed? I mean, do people still need masks when they come in your shops?
We suggest that they do, just because, you know, it's still very real. It's still very present.
Right.
You'll walk in and the employees are going to be will be wearing a mask.
Okay.
We're not going to fight a customer over it, you know.
Yeah.
But we do have a sign on the door that, you know, we request that they wear a mask, and that's about all that we can do.
But how's the customer's attitudes been?
Fine.
Yeah.
And we were talking before you got on the air. You feel like the business has gotten stronger now?
Yes.
Is it busier? Why would it get busier? Is it just people are just so much more health conscious, or are they scared? Are you seeing an increase in, I mean, the thing that will tell you that you're busier is the money. Are you actually seeing an increase in the dollars spent and things?
Yes.
And why? Why is it more, you think, than it was?
Customer counts are going up, you know, bill totals are going up, and of course, prices are going up.
Okay.
You know,
yes.
We talked about this earlier, mm-hmm. You know, things are going up because supply and demand is just ridiculous right now.
I think people are, you know, they want to be prepared for any situation that might come.
You get people that just buy the whole gamut of everything just in case.
Sometimes.
You know what
we
I mean? Like vitamin B and zinc and this and that. And I mean, do they overdo it?
Yeah. No.
Some people can get a little carried away, but we're there to rein them back.
That's what I was going to ask you.
We're there to rein them back. You know, if they're buying, you know, a B100 complex, plus they're also buying a really good multivitamin, it's like, do you really need that?
That's,
you
know, what my question is.
Let's talk about putting all this together in fewer things.
Yeah. You know what I've noticed too is last year, everyone, all they wanted, all we were focused on was immune. Mm-hmm. And this year, people are getting back to, you know, their other health concerns.
Right.
They're coming back in and they've got the high blood pressure or the anxiety, or they're not sleeping well, or they have inflammation and joint problems. And so they're kind of coming back to the other supplements too.
You know, I think you're 100% right on that. I mean, the COVID like took our minds away from everything. So during COVID, you know, no one had heart attacks, I guess, and no one had high blood pressure or aching bones. Everyone was worried about COVID. Now that's kind of.
But you know what was, on the other hand, stress. Stress became huge, and it's one of our biggest issues that people are dealing with right now.
People are stressed, and then it affects their sleep, and they're not sleeping. So we're selling a lot of things for stress and sleep.
So folks, dial in 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call, and the ladies from Balm's Natural Foods will give you out a gift card to try their shop. Who do we got, Jose?
All right, we have a very curious customer, special guest, Gary Graben, who's, part of... game night.
Game night.
Yeah. So, hey, Gary, how's it going?
Hey, Gary.
It's going good. Good to talk to you guys. Chef Nick, how are you, buddy?
Good. Nice to hear from you.
Good to hear from you also. Hey, my question is, when I go into health food stores, I always feel like I just don't have enough prior knowledge when I come in. I know you guys are there to help, but my question is, what are really the most popular products, other than the smoothies, what are the most popular products that you sell? I know the caller earlier had mentioned the lip balm. What are some of the other things that are popular off the shelves?
Well, it kind of depends on the customer and what they're dealing with. So, you know, right now, ashwagandha is huge. Ashwagandha deals a lot with stress. Stress causes high blood pressure. It causes anxiety. It causes sleeplessness. It causes weight gain. Ashwagandha is an adaptogenic herb that helps to kind of level out your body, so that you're not overproducing, you're not underproducing cortisol levels and hormone levels and all of that stuff. So it kind of helps even you out. So you'll see a lot of commercials on TV for things such as, I actually brought a bottle of Goli. Hmm. Goli is everywhere.
I never even heard of Goli.
Their marketing is huge. So, of course, we sell a ton of it because everybody's coming in saying, I need this. So
what is Goli?
Goli is a gummy. It's an apple cider vinegar. They also have an ashwagandha. So people see the marketing for these things, and they automatically want them. Well, then, you know, that sends me into a tizzy because I got to go do the research and see if they're any good. So popularity can depend on what a person's dealing with, or it can depend on marketing. But we like to individualize. So we don't really go for what's popular. We go for what your issue is. What are you dealing with? What do you need?
Very good. And where, I'm coming from Hammond, where is your shop in Highland?
Portaloo Plaza.
Okay.
Do you know we're on 45th Street over?
I sure do. Yep. Yeah. Easy to find.
Right next to Fat Burrito.
Oh.
I don't know if you should have told me that part. But.
Just skip it all together and just go to Fat Burrito.
Right. All day trip. Well, thank you very much, ladies, for
thank
the information.
You.
Well, I appreciate it.
Thanks for
thank
calling
you very
in.
Much for
yeah.
calling in.
We'll see you, Nick.
And we're going to give you out a gift card so you can go get some of that ashwagandha.
I will be in there.
Did I say that right?
Everybody needs ashwagandha.
You know, and you know, that's you were saying. I've been seeing a lot about apple cider vinegar. That's mm-hmm. like become the big thing. Have you been noticing that, Jose? I've been watching. I've been seeing it on commercials, and I know there was a lady that used to work up in front, and she used to like always take like a shot every morning or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Yeah.
Give us a little bit of insight about that. I mean, do you have to have? I mean, I guess a gummy would make it easier.
The gummies are surprisingly very tasty.
Are they?
If you've tried,
I got it here right in my hand. Apple cider vinegar gummies.
If you've drank a shot of apple cider vinegar, you know how potent that stuff is. So
yeah,
it's surprising how good the
gummies. Don't do it straight.
So what how's it? She said it helped your stomach. I mean, what's good benefits from apple cider vinegar?
Yeah, it has like enzyme activity, so that's how it helps the stomach with the helping you digest your food better.
You know, and you know this Nature Way that you have on here was one of the companies on Frontline that was very, very good. They noted them, how they tested everything. They recommended that if you see Nature Way, that was one of the mm-hmm. best companies
you'll
to get
see
from.
Some of their certifications on there as well. That's a good thing to look for.
So you're talking about keeping things at ease. So if you have things that calm you down or relax you, you feel like that helps with blood pressure?
Absolutely.
Okay. What other items? And we were talking about this too. I've getting to that point where I'm kind of watching my blood pressure because I'm right teetering at that edge, and I don't want to take blood pressure medicine. Mm-hmm. I really don't. So what are some other items that can help you with your blood pressure?
Well, you could try some apple cider vinegar.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
It's good. It's good for a lot of things.
So what's another item that can help with that?
Magnesium.
Magnesium? Now, I've been taking beetroot juice.
Beetroot is mm-hmm. excellent.
Jose, have you been doing the beetroot?
Yeah. I've actually been having, well, the last few times I went to the doctor, they said I was slightly elevated, so I was trying to find natural ways, and beetroot, it actually worked in like 3 months' time. Like, I bought a blood pressure checker and everything, and it went down.
Wow,
it
took, that's
but
awesome.
And it's not
Do
so-
you know why it works?
No, I don't know why it works. I just know I hope it works.
Beets produce nitric oxide in the blood.
Okay.
And nitric oxide helps with the lining of the arteries. It helps to relax them and helps to smooth them out so that your blood flows much more easily through them. So
what Jose said, you know, 3 months, is when you take these, is it like the next day you're going to notice something with your high blood pressure going down, or does it take time to go through your system?
Everything takes a little time.
Really? So there's nothing automatic?
Now, there's something like the ashwagandha that's as needed.
Okay.
You can take this as needed if you have anxiety or stress out. But you can take this every day just to help your body balance itself. Now, like apple cider vinegar, some things are going to happen right away. Some things are going to happen over time.
Now, you also recommended magnesium, and you said that the beetroot did this thing with the arteries.
Mm-hmm.
What does magnesium do to counter the high blood pressure?
Well, magnesium is good for muscles, and the heart is a muscle. Mm. So it's supportive for that heart muscle. And it can also help with calming and relaxing, you know, if you have stress-related high blood pressure, it helps, you know, calm things down too.
Oh, okay.
So this Goli here, if I took it, it's not going to just knock me out.
No.
It'll just,
no,
it's the tranquilizer.
They call it an adaptogen. So if you're like super like crazy, stressed out, anxiety, it's going to bring you down to level. If you're like depressed and low and lethargic, it's going to bring you up to level. It's a balancer.
Hmm. Okay. So like if you're ready to go to bed, is something I should take before
sure.
I go?
It'll work. It could help.
Mm-hmm. It can help.
You can also take it in the morning to help you just have more energy to get through your day.
So, see, that's where I worry. When I see something like that, and I've seen them called, you know, ease and this and that. So I'm always worried, like, if I take it during the day, it's going to make me feel tired.
Well, some things might do that, like melatonin or valerian, but mm-hmm. not something like ashwagandha.
No. So, you know, you got a huge store. How many square feet is your stores?
Trick question. I don't remember.
You know, but they're big. So you offer everything from frozen items? Do you have frozen items?
We have some.
Yeah. Do you have meal solutions there?
Mm.
Not really?
No,
okay.
Not really.
And you carry, do you carry any fresh produce or anything like that?
Only what we use for our juice bar.
Now, is your juice bar, now is that the big focal point?
It's huge. Our juice bars are busy, busy, busy all the time.
Really?
They're very popular.
Now,
we have a lot of regulars, too. People love it.
Drive-through window on any of these units?
Okay. I hope not. No, we don't.
We don't. So this is all walk-up.
Mm-hmm. It's all, yeah. Uh-huh.
Which is very good. So you get a line of people just to come in for the drinks. Now, you brought us some drinks today.
We did.
Okay. And this one here was really good.
That's the Heart Smart.
See, and I need that.
So, that one's really good. That's a blueberry pomegranate. And we throw some lecithin and some superfruit greens in there.
What's lecithin?
It's good for the heart. It helps with cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
And then the superfruit greens has lots of antioxidants, and you get blueberries, strawberries, a little bit of a vegan omega-3, also good for heart health.
Mm. And what's this one?
Over the Rainbow, I believe.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah, it's like a fruit cup in a smoothie.
Yeah, it's got all the fruits.
Now, does every smoothie have a municipal purpose or no? Or some are just for tasting good?
Some just taste good. Like the monkey butter. It's kind of just a taste
monkey
good
butter?
One.
Now, that sounds... I'm thinking banana and...
Yes.
Peanut butter?
Yes.
Oh.
Chocolate?
We use sun butter, actually, for those who are allergic to peanuts. But it tastes... It
sun
actually
butter
has,
is sunflower seed butter.
Oh,
tastes
okay.
a lot like peanut butter.
I also love sunflower seeds, too.
So
that's a good one.
There's another one you brought that's more orangey. Now, what's that one?
That's the immune booster.
That's an immune booster. Now, if you came in every day and drank that immune booster, does that take away from taking any supplements?
I wouldn't say that, and I don't know if I would drink that one every single day, or your skin might turn a little orange.
No way.
There's a lot of carrot juice in there, and if you drink a lot of carrot juice, you can turn orange, yes.
Yeah, but I did not know that.
Doesn't that make you look a little tanned?
No, it makes you look orange.
The bad, really? Bad sort of tan.
You know the whole
look
thing.
A little jaundiced.
Isn't that one has some garlic in it, right?
Yes. It's got a whole clove of garlic, some carrots, some apples, some ginger.
That's the one I said that if you threw a little rosemary and thyme in there, mm-hmm. you could put it over a chicken breast, and it would be like a sauce. I mean, it tasted that good.
I love vegetable juices personally. So
do you?
I love that.
Do you drink? You got the beetroot. You know, you're trying to get your beet juice in. Mm-hmm. Do you actually take a pill, or do you grind up your own beets?
So I may be sinning, but all I take is a men's multivitamin, mm-hmm. and that's about all I put in.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I also eat a lot of vegetables, and I have a smoothie every morning, like beetroot, mixed fruits, and carrots.
Hey, you're way ahead of the game, though.
So wait, when you do the beetroot, you don't use the real beets?
No, I use real beets.
Do you?
Yeah, I used to have a powder. It was like super beets.
Yeah.
Which I was going to ask if you guys have any supplements with the super beets.
See, both of us are being a little bit more biased towards the high blood pressure because that's what we're both facing. But
we do have beet supplements, powder
okay.
and
but awesome. Do you do a smoothie where you actually peel down the beet and throw it in?
Some of our juices have beets in them.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like beets.
We cut a lot of beets during the day.
Do you?
Oh, we do.
The juices are so
pretty.
Let
me see your hands. Are they all red?
They're not red today because I was in the office today. But yeah, no, I...
Gee,
I
really?
Have clothes that are speckled red.
Well, here's another question I got. And folks, if you want to call in and join the fun, 769-9577, 769-9577. You're joining us on Let's Eat on Lakeshore Public Radio, WLPR Merrillville. You're with Jose Rodriguez, me, Chef Nick, and Leslie and Lauren, the ladies from Balm's Natural Foods. These are the people I bring in once or twice a year just to talk about nutrition and get you up to date. And you know what? to get a gift card. Come in and get something for free. Check out their operation. Okay. Jose is talking powder. And then you hear chewables. And you hear pills. What is the best way, best avenue to take your supplements?
Or is there a best avenue?
Yeah.
There are better ways. Okay. I mean, a liquid, of course, is going to get into your system the fastest.
Does it last?
Sure.
Okay. I just feel like that liquid beetroot juice, because I do I put the powder in the water and shake it up and drink it. I don't know. I just don't feel like I feel like I should have a...
You don't feel it coursing through your veins?
All right. I want you to come in, and I want you to get a real beet juice.
Okay. I will. I will come in and get a real...
And you'll notice the difference.
Okay. How about, is gummies the new thing now?
Gummies are hot. Gummies are huge, and I personally, my opinion is... Enough with the gummies. Because everybody's coming out with a gummy, and it's just, I don't know, it's just, to me, it's
probably like, don't want all your vitamins to be taken in gummy form, because then you're going to have the sugar issue.
It's like eating candy, you know, you're trying to get away from that candy thing, be a little more health conscious, but... Personally, it depends on the person, their digestive, if they have their digestion, if they have any issues with digestion. Our pills don't have any coatings on them.
Okay.
So when you take a pill from a bottle out of our store, it's going to break down, and it's not going to take very long at all to break down in your stomach. A lot of the vitamins that you can get in big box stores have a shellac on them to make them pretty.
Okay.
And that shellac is going to sit there, and it stops it from breaking down a lot of times. They also put a lot of artificial vitamins in a lot of... You buy a cheap vitamin, you're going to get a cheap, you know, vitamin. That's, mm-hmm. you know, there's nothing else I can say, but you're going to get what you pay for.
Mm. So you suggest, Lauren, taking vitamins or supplements, is it better to take it in the morning, in the afternoon, at night? When's the best time to take these things?
It sometimes depends on what it is. Your multivitamin you want to take in the morning because it can give you energy, a boost of energy, stamina for the rest of the day. But if you're taking, say, red yeast rice for your cholesterol, you want to take that in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Hmm. You're talking about energy. I mean, with your drinks, is there anything for men to give them more energy? And that's a nice way of saying it.
Beets.
Beets will help too. My God,
I love beets.
You wouldn't believe the men that line up at the juice bar in the mornings to get their beet juice. That's one of the things that beets are great for.
Yeah, I love
it's that
beets.
Nitric oxide.
I've personally feel it in my veins. So I don't know about you, Nick, but I definitely feel it throughout my body.
Throughout the years, have you run into any hoaxes? Like, you know, they say something. Maybe you might have brought it in, and eventually you realize, hey, this is no good.
There have been some things that people demanded that we, you know, bring in that I didn't feel were, I'm not necessarily safe, but just on the borderline where it could be a little iffy. And, they didn't last very long.
Hmm.
So I have a question that I see right here. Fish oil. It says that omega-3-6 ratio in this country isn't the best. And
it's horrible.
Now, can you explain that to me? Because there's a lot of words that I don't even understand.
Right, because I take fish oil every morning.
Omega-3 is an anti-inflammatory.
Mm-hmm.
Omega-6, which is all of your fried foods, French fries, all of that, anything that's fried, is an omega-6. Corn oil, soybean oil, vegetable canola, oil, canola yeah. oil, those are all omega-6s, and we get tons of that in our diets here. Those are pro-inflammatory. That's what makes your joints hurt. That's what makes you feel bad.
Hmm.
So you need to balance it with omega-3s because those are anti-inflammatory. So kind of like we always talk about, you want it to be level.
Mm-hmm.
You want to bring your body to level.
We had a training once and the for fish oil, and he said, nix the six, and... increase your threes. Out your omega-6s and take more omega-3s.
So other than eating less fried food in general, omega-3s, if you do eat fried food, can basically balance that out?
You can balance that out, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. You can make your ratio better.
Oh, and I believe in that because I take two fish oils pills every morning. And years ago, I never took them, and I used to wake up with my knees aching and everything like that. And I had an old guy around 80 tell me how he took like 6 of them a day or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I figured I'd start taking them. And within a few weeks, the ache, I don't have any aches.
Tell me that, too. You said you're bone.
My knees rarely hurt. Now, if I might run out and not get to the store, in a couple of days I start to feel something. Mm-hmm. But, the omega-3 is just is a wonder.
You did say specifically, even before finding that out, that your joints were, like, creaking and stuff.
Yeah.
And then when you started back up on it.
It just took it. Now, how about almond oil? Is that a 6?
Because
I hear that's a good one for you.
There are some good about, for you vegetable
is olive
oils.
Oil, is olive oil a good one?
Olive oil is a great one.
Yeah, olive oil is a good one, but... Some of these oils, the way that they're made, and sometimes they have like a high heat involved with pressing them out of the seed or whatever. That's actually what's that word when heat and oils mix, oxidizing them,
and then
that's just really bad for you.
Yeah, because you know people always say, "Oh, I don't want to take fish oil because they burp it up and stuff like that." But I found out by researching it. When that happens, that means the fish oil pill is rancid.
It's bad.
Really?
Yeah.
A high quality fish oil.
If you're burping a fish oil, throw it in the garbage.
Right. You know, people don't read that. You know, they're like, oh, you know, but really, there's fish oil is very good for. I would say that's the one thing I would recommend to everyone is to take some fish oil pills every day, no matter what. It's good for your heart.
It's mm-hmm. great for your heart. Mm-hmm.
Good for your joints. Now, we have a coming up over here in. Baum's Natural Foods, both in Maryville and Highland, you have this spooktacular October specials. When tell us what's going on in October? Because October seems to be a fun month.
Yeah.
I like October.
Well, I think the most exciting thing is that our happy hour is back.
Oh, so, okay, so these smoothies, like this one here,
mm-hmm.
I really think I could throw a shot of rum in here and drink it.
You'll have to do that on your own time.
Actually, there's another one, the Hawaiian Delight, which would be really good with a shot of rum in it.
Okay.
Is there any health benefits to throwing a shot of rum?
Throwing the rum in there?
I mean, it might ease some of your stresses.
make you happier.
So go ahead. Lauren, I didn't mean to take you off track.
No, it's okay. Yes, we took a break from happy hour in September. We were kind of recovering from our big August anniversary month. And now it's back. So happy hour means half off juices from 12 to 1 on Monday through Fridays.
12 to 1 in the middle of the afternoon?
Mm-hmm. So at lunchtime.
Do you get a good lunch crowd?
Huge. Oh, yes.
Wow. Okay. Go ahead. Tell us some more.
What else do we have going on? Well, our hot deal for going on right now till the 15th is our elderberry gummies. Those are going to be $5 off.
I see you got fish oil.
Yes, the second half of the month, we're going to have a fish oil sale on the Nordic Naturals Ultimate Omega. Another exciting thing we have is our double stamp day at the end of the month. We have a frequent buyer card at our store. When you spend $30, you get a stamp. And on double stamp day, if you spend $30, you'll get 2 stamps.
Okay.
So that's really exciting.
So I just seen something going down this list here, the Ion Cleanse Special.
I was
that
looking
looks
at
very
that.
Interesting.
So you guys do some treatments there too for things, don't you? I mean,
yeah, the Ion Cleanse is a detox, and it's really the easiest detox you'll ever have to do, and if you ever have to do one, you just basically sit, we soak your feet in nice warm water. And then we put an ionizing unit into the water with you, and it helps to pull toxins, inflammation, all that fun stuff out of your body. And it's about a half an hour treatment, and this month they are $15 off in store. If you're lucky enough to be on our mailing list, you will be getting a postcard with a really, really good coupon on it very soon. So if you're not on our mailing list, get on our mailing list because we send out great coupons.
What other services do you offer? You got like air candling, things like that? What else do you offer?
We don't really do that in store anymore.
Uh-huh.
For one thing, it takes quite a while to do, and COVID
kind of
ruined that. But out of our Highland store, we do massage and reflexology with Arlene, and that's by appointment. So you can come in and treat yourself to a nice rub down. Mm-hmm. Foot reflexology is amazing if you've never had it done.
I've never had it done.
Oh, it's so good.
I don't know if I could get that because I am very ticklish.
I know, that's what I was going
to
say.
If someone's ticklish, do they come in and do you do something different to them?
Yeah, they poke them with the needle up on their arm. And this way, they're...
I'd rather get poked with the needle or punched or something because like I'm too ticklish when it's like...
Well, you keep your shoes on, Jose.
You know, with the reflexology, I think she's more working on certain, you know, pressure points almost in your foot. So
It might
be ticklish, but
rubbing,
it shouldn't be too
she's
ticklish.
Pushing points.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if someone like pretends to touch me, I get all skittlish. Maybe I'm just not meant to be.
You're just not a massage.
So ladies, you know, people come up and ask you questions of what I should get and this and that. Now, do you ever refer them to a physician or someone that is maybe a little bit more knowledgeable about
all
things?
All the time. We have an extensive list of area doctors that we do business with. Not actually business, but we do referral type things with.
Mm-hmm.
They send people to us. We send people to them. We are familiar with how they work and the kind of treatments that they do. And we're talking MDs.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking osteopaths and chiropractors and naturopaths. It's an extensive list.
I know living in Highland and right across the street from the Highland store, I notice like there's doctors everywhere, like doctors of all different crafts and practices and things. And
well, you know, Jose, you're worried about your ticklish feet.
I'm not worried about it.
But. We are. But, you know, we're going to get into the drier season where the weather's dry and there's no moisture in the air. Do you guys have any kind of like lotions or things like that that you suggest for people?
We do have some lotions. I know there's some unscented things for people who are sensitive to, you know, the smells. We have a really nice salt soap. It's not a lotion, but they do make a lotion also. But they have a soap and a bath soak. And that actually is really good for putting minerals and moisturizing the skin.
Now, you guys deal with any makeup there?
No.
No makeup or anything like that?
We have that lip balm, though.
Well, how about...
It is great lip balm.
You know, and I'm going to bring this up because I had the procedure done a couple of weeks ago. But how about colon health? What do you suggest for that? See, I guess that's my one thing in my heart. I don't know. That's kind of weird, but that's important things.
Yeah.
Well, those are the two things I guess I have to focus in on in my life.
Yeah, we have fiber, which is good for the colon.
Is there a cleanser? Do you have like a cleanse?
We have cleanses.
Okay.
We have aloe.
Probiotics.
Is aloe good for your stomach too?
It's great.
Instead of taking peptic AC, you should be.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Papaya enzymes are really great to replace an antacid too.
That's what I need.
I recently heard papaya is good for like the gut.
It is.
I was like, oh, wow, I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also see collagen, and then I also see it's great for keto diets. I was wondering how is it good for, because I believe keto is low carb, and I'm sure you probably removing that many carbs, there's a deficit somehow. So I'm wondering how that works.
I think the collagen is keto friendly because of the protein content. Helps you, it's, you know, moderate in the protein, low carb, and some of them include a little bit of coconut oil, so you get some of that fat content too.
Oh, okay. So it's more about like the, I don't know the terminology, but like macros of from your okay.
So go ahead.
I was just gonna say more people take collagen though for gut health.
Mm.
Collagen is really great to help restore the gut.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I got my hand up. Does everyone have their hands up out there? I got my hand up right now. It's collagen. Isn't collagen gelatin?
It's part of that, yeah.
I mean, can you eat gelatin? Is the same thing?
Do you, excuse me. Close, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's all part of the same.
Think of like bone broth, how you would soak the meat, you know, the bones, and you're going to get all the marrow soaked into that. That's kind of where the collagen is coming from.
Okay.
Not so much that they're crushing the bones
like
a gelatin usually, I think, is. But they're soaking those, and it's coming out.
So they're extracting
from the,
it.
Like the marrow of the bone, yeah.
Oh, see, I never knew that. I knew, you know, gelatin was from bones and stuff, but I didn't
know. Have you ever made bone broth?
Yeah, of course.
I was going to say, because you are
getting
chef,
some collagen.
Yeah.
So you're getting your collagen that way.
Wow. So is collagen by nature like non-vegan then, I would assume? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there is definitely.
You can do like hyaluronic acid instead of collagen, and that's going to give you like the joint support and to the ligaments and eyes and stuff, and there are some things you can do to help like your body's natural collagen production. So
you
if you're a vegan, there
you
are
guys are
options,
so full but. of this information, the two of you.
Oh, thank you.
Do you guys do your own blogs or you guys
a
do
weekly
your,
radio show?
So you guys, you know, I mean, what do you guys? Well, it's going to be every few months, but what do you guys do? I mean, do you do classes? Do you put out flyers? Do you go online? Because you guys are chock full of information. I mean, I feel like I can go to your store and just start asking you stuff instead of going paying $250 an hour to a doctor.
Yeah, we have a lot of trainings. Yeah, we have a lot of trainings for our staff. So we've been trained by some of the best in the business. So that's how we've learned
it. It's continuing education. And we do share that in store. I mean, we are not doctors. We cannot prescribe to you anything, but we can suggest and point you in different ways and different directions and show you products. I can't prescribe you anything, but,
right?
But I can't.
You
got to
get feedback from the customer. They got to tell you what's going on. It's
absolutely.
Back and forth.
It's like I talked to that fellow earlier. It's all about you. You know, it's not what's popular. It's what do you need?
769-9577. 769-9577. Give us a call. You get a gift card from Balm's Natural Foods. We got a unit out in Merrillville. Got a place out in Highland. We got Leslie and Lauren here. The two professionals all about nutritional stuff. Call in. And you know what? It costs you nothing.
So if I were to meet you guys at a party, I would apologize for asking so many questions. But maybe that's why they put me on this radio show, because I'm naturally curious. But I hear the word probiotic, and then I like see it in a drink. What are those drinks called?
Kombucha?
Yeah. Now, I guess tell me what is exactly kombucha, and then how are the probiotics in there? And I always see the word like raw, and I always see the word living and like unpasteurized, and I don't know what any of those are. Like, I know what they mean separately, but together, like, I'm not, are they trying to pull one over on me or something? Like,
yeah, kombucha is a fermented drink. So it's made from like a tea and a little,
SCOBY.
SCOBY. And fermented foods naturally have the probiotics in it, that good bacteria. So same with like sauerkraut. A little bit is in yogurt too.
Real pickles.
Yeah.
Now, real pickle, what is there? That implies fake pickles, right?
No plastic pickles.
Like pickles that are fermented and not just jarred with some
vinegar.
Artificial colors
and juice. Sugar ruins all that, doesn't it? Like if you're taking probiotics but you're eating a bunch of sugar, doesn't that kind of like?
If you're eating a bunch of sugar, you better take a bunch of probiotics.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Because I always heard like, you know, it's good to have yogurt, but the yogurt that has the fruit and stuff in it really doesn't help you.
It's, you know, it's six and one half dozen of the other. The probiotics are there, but it's not going to be a huge amount like taking a pill.
Right. I take a pill every morning.
Yeah. Good.
So what is you got a regimen that you do every morning? Any nutritional pills that you take every morning? What?
Well, COVID has increased that regimen quite a bit.
Yes, that's true.
I do. I take a product called QBC Plex every morning. I have a lot of allergies, and right now fall is my bad season. Mm-hmm. I should have taken a couple more before I left, but it's vitamin C, it's quercetin, and it's bromelain. Bromelain's an enzyme from pineapples, so it helps with eat-up inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Quercetin is a bioflavonoid. It comes from a bunch of different vegetables and fruits, and it is an antihistamine.
Okay.
Vitamin C is also a natural antihistamine, and it's just really good for the immune system. I take vitamin D. I take ashwagandha.
Okay.
I take fish oil. I take some boswellia, it's Indian frankincense, and it's really good for the joints, and it's good for inflammation, and it's also good for allergies, and it's good for the lungs. So I take that just as an overall anti-COVID. I take some elderberry. I'm trying to think of, am I missing anything? Oh, NAC, N-acetylcysteine. I take that every single morning. And that is an amino acid that helps with the liver, the lungs. It's it helps to
clean out the liver.
It's an antioxidant. Works like an antioxidant. Your body's biggest antioxidant is glutathione, and NAC is a precursor to glutathione. So it kind of turns into this super antioxidant when you take it into your body, and it helps clean up the liver, the lungs, everything.
And how about you, Lauren? You take anything?
Well, I am actually using our Balm's. We have a private label, and we have a product called Super Antioxidant Plus or something. And that has
great formula.
Some B vitamins, zinc, quercetin, NAC. I think there's vitamin C in there. It's just kind of got a little bit of everything, and it kind of cut back on the amount of pills I had to take. So,
well, I think from the past, from I've learned from you guys, zinc is good for you.
Zinc is great.
Yeah.
I take a multivitamin with my other stuff.
And that probably has some zinc in it.
And how does zinc help?
Zinc is an important mineral for the immune system itself.
Okay.
For the T cells, the B cells, just to be your body to be able to make them, it needs zinc.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jose, we're down to our last, 3 minutes. Hour went by really fast.
Like we can have a whole other hour just asking questions.
Easily. Yeah. No, I mean, I didn't even get to brands and all the other stuff I have on my list here. But real quick, what's trending in 30 seconds?
Juice bars.
Juice bars?
The juice bar, the gummies, the ashwagandha.
Okay, so what's come? Anything new coming up with Balm's? Mm-hmm. Anything in the future? Any new buildings or anything like that?
Not that I've heard of.
I don't think so.
Okay, you got the floor. Go ahead and you got give us a... Tell us your address and the hours of operation.
We are in Miraville at 411 West 81st, which is in Ross Plaza. It's the plaza right across from the Meyer on 30,
right,
where Wendy's is.
Right.
We're there Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturday from 9 to 6, Sunday 11 to 5. And the phone number is 219-769-3140. If you have any questions, give us a call. Don't forget about happy hour. It's back Monday through Friday.
Bring your own rum. Okay, go ahead. I'm just kidding.
In Highland, we're on 45th Street in the Port Duluth Plaza, the same section as the UPS store, and we're right next to the Fat Burrito. Our phone number there is 219-922-1050. Same hours as the other store.
What's one upcoming event? You got anything special coming up?
Double Stamp Day.
Okay.
Yes,
at the end of the month. And then, of course, we're going into the holiday season, so just... watch for specials.
Okay. Well, Jose, that was a quick hour.
That was very
quick. I
want
to thank
hour,
the ladies
yeah.
from Balm's Natural Foods for joining us today. We had Leslie and Lauren from the Miraville and the Highland location. I mean, they took time out in their day to come and give us some really helpful information. And I want to encourage everyone to listen in tonight to Game Night. We got Tommy and Wayne, and actually, you're here, Jose, on the boards, right?
I am not. Yeah.
Oh, Tom's doing it tonight.
Yeah, that's my... Or I think we got someone else. Yeah, I haven't done that gig in years.
Really?
No, this is the first year.
I know. And you know what I also want to thank is Chris from the Grand Park Cafe. He's going to be a sponsor for the food tonight at for game night. So, you know, I want everyone to listen in. And then afterwards on TV, you can watch all the highlights. It's kind of cool. You get to see all the sports.
Oh, yeah, PFR scoreboard.
I mean, okay, you don't get that anywhere else in the region but here.
Exactly.
On Lakeshore Public Radio. Mm-hmm. Well, and TV.
Local sports, high school sports.
You don't get that anywhere. Nope. We're so covered with Chicago stuff, we forget we even have our own things going on
exactly,
around here.
Exactly, exactly.
So, folks, enjoy your weekend. Me and Jose will be riding back on our... bicycles with the sissy bars and the banana spit seats and the big forks and our cards in there. So remember, friends, family, music, drink, Yasu.